These are the holidays of light. We light candles for our joys and our sorrows. There are cultures that light candles to celebrate the lives of those who have died. There are cultures that will snuff out a candle to celebrate and mark someone who has died. These are celebrations of light. Light is such a strong metaphor within virtually every culture. An eternal light is supposed to burn over the ark. We light the lights of a Yule log, of candles at Christmas time, of the candles at Hanukkah, because they represent our hopes. They represent, in a lot of ways, our faith in life, in the return of light and life. It is audacity to celebrate light just as winter begins. Yes, the sun has reached its lowest point and will begin again to climb, but as the gathering darkness falls on people, as the season turns cold, as the world changes and the 401ks become 201ks, and we see the shriveling of hope, this is the season where we make a joyful noise, and while we may still curse the darkness because we are human, and it is all right to feel what you feel, nonetheless, we know that the light will return. That is our faith. That is our knowledge. We talk about light of reason, light of learning. We celebrate the enlightenment. It is the metaphor of warmth. It is the metaphor of learning. It is a metaphor for hope. We light real candles that give real flames as the shadows grow long in the world, and as we understand those shadows within our own hearts. Last night I threatened the people who came to the longest night service, and any time you get, you know, 8-10 clergy talking, it's likely to be the longest night, that they would hear the long version of last night's message. Well, don't get scared. You can hear the short version of last night's message. And that is about, this is a season of light and shadow, and we sometimes assume that shadows are bad things. People have taken comfort, and I often wondered about why, from the 23rd Psalm. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And I'm going, uh-oh, that doesn't sound so great. And I was, in preparation for last night's talk, I was reading the 23rd Psalm in the Hebrew. And the word for shadow is tselem. And it's the same word that is used in Genesis, when it's usually translated, and God created man in his image. And theologians got all excited. Well, does that mean that God is a man? And they got onto this whole anatomical as opposed to the poetic meaning. But the word means shadow. And most of the time when the word shadow is used in Hebrew scriptures, it's used as a good thing. It's used as shelter. That God was, in the story, sheltering Adam in his shadow at the moment of creation. That if you are walking through a valley, the shadow of death, there are forces outside, and in the Middle East, when it is hot and the sun is bearing down, you may look for a rock, which is also used as a metaphor, to find comfort and solace in the shadow of that rock. To find comfort and solace in the shadow of the divine wing. That the shadow implies light. There is no shadow without a light behind it. So when we feel our lives adumbrated, cast into the shadows by circumstances that touch our hearts, that hurt our hearts, it's important to remember that the shadows imply the light. One more important part of today's message about Christmas being for children. While I am a loyal and faithful member of several NPR stations, there was a commentary about how people have lost the meaning of Christmas by sending out cards with pictures of their children, and that somehow violates Christmas. It's like sending out a picture of you for somebody else's birthday. No. Christmas is for children. And the reason it is for children is that when we look at each other, sometimes we're kind of difficult, a little prickly, hard to get along with. Politics comes up, religion comes up, and we find things to fight about. But if we fail to see, however we understand the divine in children, then we have closed our hearts to life and to the future. Children, this is what Christmas is about. Every baby is a wonder child. We are called to that creche every year to remind each other of the miracle of birth and of life. It is when love becomes flesh. It is incarnated in a new child. And what does that new child need? That new child doesn't need gold and frankincense and myrrh. That new child needs love and guidance and sustenance and respect and the ability of adults to look into those eyes and see the miracle, the everyday extraordinary miracle that we are reminded to celebrate at Hanukkah, at Kwanzaa, at Christmas, at all of these celebrations of light. We look for light and life and hope in the wondrous eyes of a young child. And that calls us symbolically to the creche. And that calls us to light real candles to remind our hearts of the coming of spring to our world and to ourselves. And we bring on the spring passively in terms of the world, but actively in terms of the hope that we bring to each other and what we do to, with, and for each other to make this a better place for the children.